So now we're in the steam section, and they're all there's machines that are turning barrels. There's a steam Land Rover. What else is there, Dominic?
There's traffic lights.
Traffic lights.
Little trailers, little steam powered everything.
Yeah.
Like all combustion engines.
They're all cordoned off, unfortunately, because of the moving machinery.
Moving parts, yeah. We head towards left. Between down here, that's the old like, little steam engines and trailers. Little bus here.
Can you touch it?
I wish I could.
Just have a look at these coats up here.
Coats?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's looking for an orange kit.
See, I buy my clothes on holiday. Don't buy the best.
So Aunt Arena now is a big arena that they have things transporting going round, and they've got steam rollers.
Just stopping off on this bit.
He just happened upon a new one, old stock, as it were. Very, very fortunate from that point of view. The flat-flying traction engine is another well-travelled machine. This is another Fowler.
Sound good, don't it?
It's come back from Australia to where it was exported in 1907. So it's
and that's going past us now.
The same date as Andrew Bigman's machine.
That one's got solid.
When it was returned to the UK, yeah. Spent a little time in Scotland, and as you will know, the two red flags on the front are Island Man flags. So it's now actually resident on the Island Man.
Yeah.
It featured just recently in a new museum, which is opened, Transport Museum, which is opened on the Isle of Man. And it's very nicely restored. Owned by Chris Wedgwood, who is a resident on the Isle of Man, and the family. The 1930 Wallace and Stevens steamroller, an advanced design, is in new ownership now. It's owned by Andy Coulthard. It's been a feature of this event for quite a number of years in previous ownership.
It is, isn't
and Andy
it?
Has purchased it relatively
recently.
Just have
a look at this other top and then that store.
Okay.
The advanced design was
I wish they were just a little bit louder.
From 1923 onwards,
this one,
most of the engines
is a roller,
on the field today
right.
Last one with the red flags
one
on
cylinder
or
right. Two cylinders, singles and compounds. This particular Wallace and Stevens design is actually a twin cylinder machine, duplex, in that both cylinders are the same size at full boiler pressure. This enables it to be driven when rolling in such a way that it has a quick reverse. And by the 1930s, of course, it was a situation where if you're rolling tarmac, you don't want to have waves in the road. And the conventional steam rollers actually moved from a forward direction to a rear direction and tended to leave a bit of a wave in the hot tarmac. As a result of that, Wallace and Stevens developed this particular design in such a way that it was a quick reverse and it didn't leave that little wave up in the road. So from a motor driver's point of view, it was very successful. Equally, it was successful from Wallace and Stevens' point of view, because they made an awful lot of advanced type steamrollers, exported them not only to...
We're still at the arena and we're waiting for everybody to, all steam and engines and vehicles to move out. I'm just going to leave it recording and you can get a good soundscape for the remainder of time that I've got left, because I've only got a 10 minute account. So.
Absolutely immense them, aren't they?
Them wheels are bigger than me.
Yeah.
Look at that.
That one's fuzzy.
That's going.
That's going.
Where went it?
That goes faster than
Spitfire.
That goes faster than my car.
The steam engines, steamrollers, traction engines, etc., trundling along at a relatively slow speed. Steamrollers do what? About 4 miles, 5 miles an hour.
Just go and have a look, see if these overalls. I'll have a look for you. Is there anything else you want?
Not necessarily,
it's still fantastic.
And this really is to demonstrate to the
that one's going and all.
That one's got 8 wheels at the back of that one.
I've actually travelled on the back of one of the speeding machines.
Who's going to speed it?
On the way to a rally.
That's all right.
And these are all steam vehicles.
Yeah. The earlier wagons, of course, were on solid tyres. The ones streaking around the arena now are on the pneumatics. This was a situation that came about in the 1920s, 1930s. And the Garrett still retains its original solid tyres. By law, if you've got solid tyres on your machine, you are limited to 12 miles an hour. I think Mr. Walters probably exceeds that sometimes.
How can he help?
So there we are, ladies and gentlemen. Nearly all lined up now. And when the marshal gives the okay, we will invite you.
He's coming out, Alan.
Not coming out behind you.
Nuances, differences between.
Oh, right, went other way.
No,
you don't need to. Back him up. Any other pertinent questions that you may wish to ask of the drivers, etc. So we're just waiting for a moment or three whilst the marshal gives the okay. And we are lined up. And one question.
Coming out now, are they?
Weekend, I believe your chairman is also present.
Yeah, 10 minutes, he'll come out
with us today.
So now, if I may,